How many of the four games this weekend did you watch, Dion?
Probably like two.
That include Texans-Bengals, one of those two?
Yeah, I watched that one. I watched the first one. Didn't see any of the Green Bay one. And caught a little the two yesterday.
So give me the Dion Branch Texans scouting report from what you saw Saturday. What did you see? What can you exploit?
It was a good, tough game. It was a good, tough game. Ain't nothing we can depict from that game because that was game plan for Cincinnati. You know, it's going to be totally different for us, I would say. I'm just looking at certain things, certain coverages and things of that nature. But we'll see what's what come Sunday. You know, it's going to be a totally different game than the game plan they have for Cincinnati.
So like you said, you guys know late Saturday afternoon, early Saturday evening, who you're playing. How was the week of practice as far as just preparing for all three of these types of games, different types of teams?
Well, I think last week, you know, we did a great job of just preparing, doing the things that we do best. You know, just going out and trying to put together, you know, a couple of days of consistent practices and doing the things that coaches are asking of us. Everything was mostly about us. I don't think we really set out to put a game plan or a practice together for Cincinnati, for Baltimore, for Indy, or for Houston. You know, it wasn't about that. It was about the Patriots. Now, you know, going out and correcting a lot of things that we didn't do so well, you know, the last couple games, and trying to tighten the things up that we did do well.
You know, you beat this team up pretty well here a few weeks back, and how much of that you think you have to fight? Like, will Bill Belichick be reminding you of the Jets a few years back about, you know, what can happen when you beat a team late in the season and come playoff time?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, it's going to be a different game. So I don't think we're looking at the score once we watch the film from the previous game when we played the Texans. The score doesn't matter. It's about looking at the plays and some of the things that we did wrong in that game, you know, correcting all of those things. And like I said, tighten up a bunch of the things that we did do well against those guys. And then probably coming up with a couple new plays here and there. But as far as the score, whatever it was, 40-something, that won't matter. You know, this is going to be a totally different game. It's a new game. This is a new season, you know, in the postseason now. Whatever happened prior to this doesn't matter.
Are you saying most of the week was spent on scouting your team, working on what you had to work out? Can you get just a percentage of how much Bill had you look at the not all three teams, but when he had you look at, you know, a total combined of those three teams you could have played, was it 30%, Dion, 40%, or was it really a lot of Patriots?
I mean, it's hard to say a percent. I mean, we watched film on those guys. But, I mean, like I said, we don't know who's playing, and the thing is you sit back and you can put so much emphasis in one team, and then next thing you know, we're not even playing those guys. So it's all about if we don't straighten the things out that we're not doing, then it wouldn't matter who we're playing because we're not going to do anything. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
I think overall we have to focus on the Patriots first, and then we worry about our opponents later on.
Now, that game was one of the games that you missed, and I think we talked to you the following week. So is that something that you probably more than other people may have to look at more of the film because you weren't part of that game?
Nope.
You just do your thing.
That's it. I mean, I've been playing football long enough, you know, for me to miss that game. The game is going to be very important to all of us. We're all in the same boat. You know, just because I missed that game don't make it that more important. I got to watch that much more film than the rest of the guys. You know, football is football. You know, they're going to play certain coverages. If I prepare myself well, it's going to be the same thing that the rest of the guys are going to see.
We're talking to Dion Branch. You talk about, you know, the good week you guys had last week. Do you notice as a player, Dion, that guys are more focused? Is it possible that come playoff time, a team and players and a coaching staff can become more focused for games and for practices?
Yeah, I mean, it starts in practice in the meeting room. And like I said, we had a couple of great days with that. And now it's just time to roll up into this week here as we get prepared for the Houston Texans.
In terms of their defensive backs, you know, Jonathan Joseph, who played for Cincinnati and now is there. Mm-hmm. They have some other guys. They have some physical safeties in that group. Anything stand out when you watch them on tape and when you watch them this past weekend about that group in the secondary, Dion?
Yeah, I mean, overall, they didn't, you know, some guys are pretty sound. They didn't give up too many big plays. I mean, A.J. caught a nice fade. Other than that, it wasn't too many explosive plays. And that's what you look at. And then that's what you can tell. That was the difference in the game. You know, Cincinnati has a great offense. and they're known for making a bunch of explosive plays, and they didn't have the opportunity to do that because the defense was playing pretty sound. You know, and that includes the fronts and then the coverages and everything. So that's a plus for those guys. That's a plus for them.
Yeah, watching that game, one of the things that stood out, you know, was the fact you got a guy like A.J. Green. You don't even target mm-hmm. him or even look his way in the first half. I mean, you
right.
even being a wide receiver, some of these elite wide receivers, obviously the game plans take these guys away, but you still got to go to your guys that make big plays.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just part of it. Like I said, that was a game plan for the Houston Texans to try to take A.J. out of the game, in which they did the first half. Now, to Cincinnati's benefit, it was probably something else that they were trying to do. I don't know. I don't play for the Bengals. But overall, I think Houston did a great job. Their defense did a great job the first half of taking him away, taking him out of the game plan. The second half, they did Cincinnati did a better job of trying to get him the ball. And you can see the difference. He made the plays that kind of got back in the game, but it just wasn't enough.
You know, it was strange just to kind of bring in basketball. Doc Rivers last week was talking about how winning championships sometimes is more precious to those guys that have actually already won one. There's more desire to win another one. I'm just wondering, you in your career, do these opportunities become more precious as every single year goes on? You don't know how long you're playing?
They're
in the
all
game?
Precious, I promise you. I'm just excited to be in the postseason again as a rookie or a guy's first year. You know, this stuff never gets old, man, and this is what it's all about. Being in the postseason and trying to further your legacy, postseason, and in the Super Bowl and things of that nature. But this is what it's all about. This is why we play football, to be in this position that we're in and hopefully to get a lot further.
You said the games yesterday, the one that we're talking about from a national perspective is Washington, because RG3, you know, starts that game, looks hobbled, Deion, appears to hurt his knee early and stays in that game. And a lot of people today ends up getting twisting the knee badly, has to leave late. I'm just saying, you know, RG3's got to take himself out. As a football player, you ever been in that spot where you actually want to take yourself out? Because it seems like you guys are pretty tough and that a coach or a trainer has to drag you kicking and screaming out of a game in that league.
Well, you know, and that's hard as a competitor. Not going to speak for myself. I've been in that position fatigue-wise, I wouldn't say injury-wise, where you know the team is counting on you to be in on this down. You know, you have those thoughts in your mind when it's second and third down, the fourth quarter, where your team is down and your team needs you. And you may be on the field for 60, 70 plays and you're probably fatigued and you know it. The thing is, you got to see that's when that competitive side kicks in and you got to dig a little deeper than the average person to try to push yourself. And as a player, that's what keeps you on the field. You know, you want to stay out and compete with the guys and be out there with your teammates. Sometimes is that good or is it bad? Who knows? You know, the only thing you're going is you're trying to do anything you possibly can to help your team. You know, so I don't know RG's side of what happened. Like I said, I didn't really see too much of that game. I just saw a couple of the highlights and saw what was going on.
I just think from a football perspective, right, when RG3 is at his best, Deion, he's very athletic and he makes a ton of plays with his feet. It was pretty clear the second half yesterday he wasn't the same player. You know, the 9-yard run, dude's dragging his leg just to go 9 yards where normally he would have picked up 20. And I was just surprised that Shanahan stuck with him. And I wondered, you know, are his teammates looking at him and saying, why are you keeping this guy out there? He's not the same guy. Right. He's clearly hurt.
So, yeah, you know, I think as a player and stuff, you really appreciate that from your leader, you know, that this guy's willing to give everything he has for the team to fight through whatever injury or whatever thing he's going through. Say that more than anything. And like I said, is he hurting the team? Probably so, but is he helping the team as well? You see this guy's heart and determination. I think it matters. I think this is all about all the rest of the guys now trying to pick up their play to help take some of the pressure off that player.
Have you taken off the Louisville sweatshirt yet?
No, man, you wore myself every day, man.
That was big.
Somebody told me that you wore it like 4 days in a row after the Sugar Bowl went over.
No, never that.
That's what I heard.
I wear my Louisville stuff every day. I'm talking the last 3-4 years. Every day.
but you brought out like the socks and like, you know, the underwear.
No.
You had it all in Louisville that week.
No, hey, I wear my Louisville stuff every day. Every day. You know, I'm going to rep my guys. Got to.
He is Deion Branch, wide receiver of the Patriots. He joins every Patriots Monday. Deion preparing for a game against Houston at Gillette on Sunday. Thanks, Deion. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate it, Phil.